Let's get to our next guest. Uma Moriarty is Investment Strategy Analyst and ESG Lead at Centre Square Investment Management. And Uma, Centre Square, of course, has a focus on actively managed real estate. But as we've got this environment of rising rates, people's relationship with the office changing, how resilient is real estate looking as an investment right now?
Thanks for having me. You know, as we think about real estate and you brought up the return to office and what that means, if we think specifically just about listed real estate, right, how investors can invest in real estate across public markets, office is actually a very small part of that universe anymore. So even if we think about, let's say, even just in the US and the REITs that you can invest in as an investor, office is only 5% of that universe today. A much larger part today in things like rental housing, data centers, industrial warehouses. So there are a lot of opportunities for investors to take advantage of investing in some really strong fundamentals in the real estate market elsewhere and not be invested in office.
We were looking ahead to some of the economic news that we're going to be featuring this week. Much of what we're expecting is going to cover the real estate and more on the home ownership side of things. When you look at what the Fed has been trying to engineer in bringing down inflation through raising interest rates, I'm wondering, are you able to kind of speculate on how this may play out in the real estate market and when we may see the end of this tightening cycle?
I think that's the million-dollar question, right? You know, the inflation prints more recently that we have been seeing out of the economy have not been supporting any sort of a reversal in Fed strategy, right? So at this point, market now looking at two more 75 basis point hikes this year. And so that cumulative impact of the aggressive tightening policy is building. And that's going to serve as a headwind on the economy in many different ways for the markets from an earnings perspective. And as you mentioned, right, on Main Street, it's impacting the way that home ownership and the affordability of that home ownership is changing fairly dramatically. And so in that situation, something that we actually have a fairly strong conviction in here at Center Square is rental residential real estate, because as owning a home becomes less and less affordable for most people out there, they're going to be shifting their attention to renting a home. And that's where we're seeing a continued level of strength in the marketplace.
But does the rental market face its own challenges? And I can just speak to the experience here in Australia, where the market is now extremely tight and renters are really struggling with rising costs as well. Is this a rate story as well, or is it partly a supply story?
It's a little bit of both. And a big issue, especially here in the US, is that we are just structurally undersupplied from a housing perspective. And that really came out of the GFC. And so we are continuing to see a meaningful undersupply of housing, and that is driving some of the increases in rents that we have been seeing over the last 24 months. The astronomical rate increases that we were seeing have started to somewhat normalize at this point. And so from just an affordability perspective, we are starting to see that a little bit normalize. The other part of the equation to really pay attention to is the fact that we have seen incomes increase as well. And so something that we pay attention to in the rental residential market is that rent to income ratio. And we've actually seen that stay relatively stagnant throughout COVID, despite the fact that you saw those massive rent increases, because you also saw incomes keeping in, you know, in pace with that. And so at this point, we're not really necessarily thinking about rental as being necessarily unaffordable. And that will continue to be something that provides a housing option, as we've talked about, being unaffordable from especially the ownership perspective now for most consumers out there.
Well, to Paul's point, I mean, the last CPI print that we had here in the U.S., the rent portion was a strong contributor to the gain that we saw in the last month, which I believe overall headline was around 8.2%. But if you're looking at opportunities in the rental market to take a position in a real estate, whether it's a real estate investment trust or some other vehicle that would invest in real estate where you have rental properties, how does this break out geographically, Uma? Are there areas of the country in the U.S. right now that you would be more willing to put money to work in, and are there areas that you would avoid?
Absolutely. As we think about real estate, the fundamental supply and demand perspective is important to hold. something that we really saw during the pandemic was this massive in-migration in the U.S. towards the Sun Belt states, right? The Southeast, Southwest states. And we saw people kind of migrating out of the coastal cities. What we're seeing now is a reversal of that as people are starting to return to the office, albeit 2-3 days a week. And at the same time, supply in those coastal markets is very restricted. So as we look forward into what we anticipate to be a very strong rental market in the coming 12 to 24 months, those coastal gateway cities, that's where we're really focused.
Okay, Uma, good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. Uma Moriarty is investment strategy analyst and ESG lead at Center Square Investment Management, joining us on Daybreak Asia from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.